Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to travel over to Appleton this morning, to Appleton Area Health, and visit with Dr. Lee is on the phone with us. Good morning, Dr. Lee.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's your summer going?
Oh, it's going well.
Good. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Dr. Lee? You know, you've been at Appleton Area Health now for how many years? 4 years. Okay. And you, I understand you have a hobby farm, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I attended one of your meetings once, and you shared about your hobby farm, and I thought that was pretty interesting. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I have a hobby farm. I have a few different animals. I got pigs and a few cows and chickens and donkeys, and then I have a bunch of fruit trees and berries and a big garden and a greenhouse, and so yeah,
that keeps you busy.
yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we're just gonna talk generally. You're a general surgeon over at Appleton Area Health, correct? Okay. Can you tell us some of your surgical specialties that you do, that you perform?
Yeah, I've been a general surgeon now for about 26 years, and I do a lot of just basic stuff of colonoscopies and upper scopes and hernias, gallbladders, breast surgery here and there for breast cancer. I do colon resections when needed. Just kind of a wide range of surgery that I do.
Okay. I know you do some weight management stuff as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, there's the weight loss surgery has kind of fallen a bit by the wayside because of all the new drugs.
Oh yeah.
Out there, so the bigger centers tend to still be doing some, and that's usually people that are quite heavy, you know, 500-600 pounds. I don't operate on people that big, and so the less weight people tend to be opting more for the Ozempics of the world to see if they can lose weight that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems to be working for some people and some not. So it's
I think that there can be a lot of side effects with the drugs, and mm-hmm. some newer studies coming out about how that weight gain after you stop it can be pretty considerable. So I tend, I don't offer that much to patients. We talk about other ways and or surgery, so.
Okay. Let's talk about colonoscopies for a minute. I don't know if this is true, but we were just talking about this in the office here. Someone heard that a new thing is coming out, how to do a colonoscopy without drinking the liquids and stuff. Is that true? Have you heard anything about that? Or
no, I've not heard anything.
Okay, I thought it was a rumor.
Yeah, I still think the best way, you know, in the past they've had like CAT scan colonoscopies and things like that. The problem is that if they find something, you still have to have a colonoscopy to go get it. So I don't know. I still don't see the colonoscopy being replaced just yet. So,
mm-hmm. And that's very important to have a colonoscopy. What's the year span? Every 3 years for people? Or
I start at the age of 45, and depending on your family history and your personal history of polyps and things like that, it can be anywhere from 3 to 5 years to 10 years.
Okay. Male and female?
Yep.
Same, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You do also appendix removal and gallbladder removal?
You bet.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when somebody comes in and has gallstones or their appendix is sick and stuff, we can take care of that.
How does one get a hernia, Dr. Lee?
Hernia is, depending on where they occur, like the traditional, what everybody thinks about, like the groin hernias.
Mm-hmm.
Groin hernias can either be more from birth, you're kind of born with a bit of a weakness there, and or if you like to lay concrete for a profession, just the constant lifting and everything will make a hernia as well. So it just depends on what you do, and previous surgery, of course. I mean, if you had surgery on your abdomen before, it's never 100%, so you always risk having incisional hernias and things like that, too. So.
Mm-hmm. You know, we had COVID. People have had COVID, and do you see any, you know, I kind of, if I ever get sick, I say, I just blame it on COVID. Well, I had COVID. That's the cause of my illness or whatever. Right. Can you talk about that a little bit?
About COVID?
Yeah. Do you see still some of it, or?
Yeah, I think COVID's still around. I think for the most part, it's kind of coming down to having the flu, I believe, you know, that mm-hmm. it's, the treatment of it is, I believe, a little different. It's not as severe as what it was, you know, 5 years ago and
right.
things like that. People just kind of have to ride the course. Of course, if you're sick, you got to see the doctor and things like that. But I don't see, like, primary care here in the hospital. I don't see them worrying too much about COVID anymore.
Okay. So. If you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Dr. William Lee from Appleton Area Health on Wellness Wednesday here this morning. And Dr. Lee, what do you like about working at Appleton Area Health?
Well, I've worked in small town America my whole career, and so I just enjoy being in not such a bigger place, and it becomes more personal, and you can sit and talk to somebody, usually you can get things done fairly quickly for patients as well. So it tends to be a little more patient-centric than it would be in a bigger center where you kind of might get lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm. What got you interested in pursuing a career as a physician?
I had aspirations of, you know, professional football in my life, one day is part of the core curriculum in college. I happened to take a book human anatomy course, and I got a 99% without studying, and I just kind of scratched my head and said, huh, I think I may have found what I want to do.
You stumbled on something.
Yeah. So,
did you play college football? Or?
Yeah, I played college football at the University of South Dakota.
Okay. All right, good. And so you just took a course, you took a test, and you said, hey, maybe I can do this, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, college football wasn't what I thought it was going to be, and other things happened in life, and, I thought if I'm going to do well in something and it makes sense to me, then at that time I quit football and became a student, and got my degree and moved on.
Okay. Where were you before you came to Appleton? What were you doing?
I've been kind of in the upper Midwest. Bulk of my time has been in Minnesota and or South Dakota. So I'm not new to the area, so to speak.
Okay. All right. All right. Dr. Lee, if people... we talked a lot of things here this morning. People have questions or want to visit with you. How can they do that?
They can just call the Appleton Hospital, and then they can set up an appointment with me. I'd be happy to see them.
Okay. All right. Real good, Dr. Lee. Well, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
And that's Dr. William Lee with Appleton Area Health, and it's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.